Liesl, it was quite an emotional exit for you on Sunday. What was that whole process like?
You know, everything that I generally do is emotional. My colleague Martin Besto was joking that I have two settings. It's either crying or swearing. So he's happy that I went with the crying setting on live television and not the other one. But jokes aside, yes, a very, very daunting and a very, very emotional journey. I think it's emotional for everyone, you know, but everyone just lets out their emotions differently. Mm.
Look, I mean, even the judges said you were probably the most improved dancer in that entire competition. So was it a surprise to you when you were in that bottom two?
Yes, it was a little bit of a surprise for me, especially this week. If we made it into the bottom two last week with the Samba, I would have been a little bit more understanding. But I think that this week we really upped our game. You know, we worked very hard. We did a storyline that not everyone agreed with. But at the end of the day, it's also about the dancing. And I do feel like the judges were slightly harsher on me throughout the whole competition. And this is not me complaining or me being a baby about anything. It's just a fact.
Well, I mean, anyone who follows my Twitter knows how vocal I've been about those judges. So let's talk a bit about them. Do you think that their comments and their opinions sway the public vote at all?
Yeah, I do think so. I think we are all human, you understand. So automatically, when the cool kid likes something a lot, then generally the rest of everybody else tends to lean with them as well. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I do think that their comments sway people. I also think that it influences people sometimes to make sure they vote for the person that they're backing, because they obviously don't want that person to leave.
Look, I've always thought that you were so poised and graceful on that dance floor. Coming in, could you dance?
No, I didn't have a clue. I kid you not. It was probably the most entertaining first 2 or 3 weeks for Ryan, because he's really, really polite and very kind. So it was very entertaining for me even to just watch him try and teach me things and me messing it up every single time and him not getting upset with me. But yeah, no dancing background. I was a drum majorette, which we used in a couple of our routines. But I then quickly learned that drum majorettes and dancing are so far off from each other, because first of all, in dancing, they don't even have the number one. And in drum majorettes, that's the most important number for us.
Now listen, where to from here for you? What will you be doing after this?
Yeah, it's back to work as usual. I was up very early this morning. I was up on air at 5 a.m. And then just back to doing what I've always been doing. You know, I've got a couple of brands that I work for. I'm on radio every single day. I still work with, very closely with the Miss South Africa brand as well. And the finale, the new Miss South Africa, will be crowned very, very soon. So we're working very closely on that. And yeah, it's just more dancing as well. I told Ryan I'll probably do about 2 classes per week just to make sure I stay in shape. And also just because I love it.
And are you still going to continue watching the show?
Yes, absolutely. I'm a girl's girl. I've always been, and I've been very vocal about this from the beginning of the show. I really want one of the ladies to take it because I'm all for girl power. But I will also give a special shout out to Eden, because not only has he really, really worked hard and really, really improved over the last couple of weeks, he's also just a genuine, kind, cool guy. So if none of the ladies can take it, I don't mind if Eden takes it either.
That's excellent. Liesl, I wish you well.
Thank you so, so much. Take care. Really appreciate it.